Welcome back to the podcast.
Yeah.
As you can tell, we're not in the usual setup. Our mics might be a little different. And also the fact that we didn't have music or nothing like intro set up, really.
Yeah, separate recording studios.
Because we're on marks. Discord.
Yeah, and...
Discord podcast.
There's a few reasons why I prefer you just recording in in one single place. One of those reasons is just because, like, I like just the face-to-face interaction. That's always, to me, it's a lot more genuine, and I like just kind of shooting the shit together in that way. But I think, like, the second and potentially more annoying thing is my computer is like an 85-year-old man and with Alzheimer's, because it just doesn't work when I needed to. And it took, I would say, a good 45 minutes for it to, like, boot up into a usable state. Like, it was not wanting to work at all for a good 45 minutes. And I was getting frustrated. I had to meditate in between, like, waiting for my computer to work because I was, like, losing my patience. It was the fucking worst.
Since we're on our separate, like, recording locations, during that entire time, I was just sitting, like, in an Apex, like, firing range match, and I was just like, is this dude good? Like, is he alive? Is his computer died? Like, what's going on?
I was
too scared to join, like, any actual online match or nothing. I was like, what's going on? You know, you good?
Yeah, okay. So, here's the whole timeline. Where we started recording, like, what, a few minutes ago. So, let's say around 6:20. I get home at around 5 o'clock. I just got finished sauna-ing, which I'll explain a little bit after this, but I get home at 5, I take a shower, it's around 5:15, 5:20, and I think just then you text me asking, like, when are we going to record? And I'm just like, all right, I'm just about to set up and get everything set up. And I was kind of praying, like, crossing my fingers that my computer wouldn't act like a fucking 85-year-old Alzheimer's patient. But as soon as I boot up my computer, it just immediately says working on updates. I'm like, oh, fuck, we're off to a great start. And I'm just take that time to kind of get set up with everything. And, like, it's taking so long for everything to set up that I end up, like, getting my Headspace app out, and I just start meditating, and it's so hard. This session was particularly difficult because there was so much that's, like, on my mind. Like, okay, we have a podcast we're about to do, and my computer is, like, not responding to anything. I'm just getting so fed up, and it's hard to, like, block out those thoughts. Or not block them out, but, like, let them slip by and kind of focus on my breathing. And I'm sitting on the ground and I have, like, piss poor posture, and it just hurts my back to be sitting up straight. And I'm just, like, trying to sit up straight and keep, like, focus on breathing, and it's not working out. It's a terrible, terrible session. But after that, like, my Norton says I'm at risk. It's like saying I have, like, a bunch of STD online viruses. And I was like, oh, fuck. And just, I'm trying to update that. And at this point, I think it's like 5:30 now. And it's not even 5:30. It's probably like
5:30. I was like, I thought it was like 6. I thought we were like, no, wait, what? No, wait, no, you're right. Sorry, I'm an idiot. I'm just very high on sativa, so, like, my mind's kind of wandering.
You're good. No, I think it's around, I think you said it like 5:30. You said you were you were outside to get this shit set up, and it's 5:41 now, and all that shit just happened. You're like, are we ready to go? And I'm like, this is my computer's just, like, fucking not responding. And I was like, okay, just give me a second. And, like, I'm telling you what's going on, and this is at the point where I tried to lock my, or I'm trying to just find every little solution to fix my computer's fucking situation. And then I'm just, dude, I was so fucking frustrated at this point, because I'm like, all right, nothing's working. It's not my Norton's not cleaning out the viruses or whatever the fuck. You know, I think the thing was really frustrating me was like I could get into Discord, but it kept saying that my RTC was connecting and it wasn't giving me voice connected. So I kind of assumed that it wasn't like going to, like you weren't going to hear me. So I just didn't even give an update because I'm like trying to figure out what the fuck is going on there. So I close out of Discord, open it back up. It's still saying RTC connecting. I'm trying to disconnect from my internet, but it's not giving me any of my, like the list of internet connections. I'm just like really about to lose my fucking mind. And then I think I like try to click on the internet connection thing again, but then my whole screen from my laptop went blue. I'm like, what the fuck is happening?
So like a blue screen.
Yeah, and it wasn't like the just your regular blue screen or like the, you know, Windows had a problem blue screen. It's literally, it's just blue and there's nothing. And like there's a little thing for like my photocopier. There's that little image. And at that point, I tried to control alt delete. I tried and I didn't want to close or shut down my computer because that would have just interrupt my progress of the Norton. So I was like, all right, I'm just going to lock the computer, see if that works. And then I click lock, and it just says locking for around 3 or 4 minutes. And it's not giving me any updates. It's not finishing. I'm like, all right, this is really, it's like, at this point, I think it's 6 o'clock now. So it's been 30 minutes trying to fix what my fucking computer's situation. And I'm like, all right, this is enough. So I just, like, hit the power button. And now it's like 6:15 and here like finally got everything to start working, but we're here now and
we're here and recording finally.
Yeah, that was a real fucking thing. I swear after this I need to get a new fucking computer before school starts because I will like lash out in one of my classes if this shit is going to occur when I need to fucking use my laptop in class. Cause yeah, must be nice to have a fucking powerhouse PC where it just boots up with no problems.
I mean, it's nice. It's convenient.
At least it doesn't like, you don't have to worry about, okay, I wonder how long it's going to take for my computer to boot up. Like, is it going to take 20 minutes?
I mean, before I got an operating system SSD, I had that same problem too. And then my cousin came and got me an SSD, but yeah, I had to like wait like 5 minutes for it to boot up.
But even, now
like, 10 minutes sometimes.
But now you have a PC that is pretty much on steroids and can play just about any game that didn't look
nope.
Like a PC. What do you mean, nope?
My graphics card is holding me back, and I can't upgrade it until, obviously, GPU stocks come back in and prices. That's why I always keep bringing it up, like, almost every podcast. It's, like, my thing now. The fucking GPU prices and shit.
Yeah, and
I can't.
It doesn't like help that there's scalpers, thing. Right?
Yeah. It is going down though since China banned cryptocurrency and stuff, but it's still taking a while for stuff to get back normal.
Why the fuck did we ever even who and why did people come up with cryptocurrency? Like what?
That's what I find the most funniest thing. I'm not gonna shit too hard on it. I'm just saying cryptocurrency is literally based on thought, like on imagination. We all imagine this crypto being worth $53,000 or whatever, what Bitcoin is. It doesn't actually have no physical value or nothing. It's just, you know.
Yeah. Like, I heard somewhere that one
it's
literally
just like there, you know?
Yeah. And like, I heard somewhere that in a way, cryptocurrency, it's weird because cryptocurrency could almost be compared to like gold because, you know, one day gold can just literally be worth nothing. You know, like, that's highly unlikely, but like cryptocurrency at one point can literally just turn, can just be worth fucking nothing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's not all fucking like knowledged up with cryptocurrency, because I just don't give a fuck enough to try to even know what the fuck that's all about or invest in that shit. Because it just feels like gambling, but it's even dumber. But I don't know. Yeah, fucking scalpers, man.
They're fucking annoying.
Yeah. Like, I almost, like, if it weren't for the fact that I want to get a new PC or, like, just a laptop, I would want to get, like, an Xbox Series X, because I'm still an Xbox fanboy. But you can't even get that now because they've been out of stock for, at this point, it's about to be about a year that it's just completely been out of stock. And it's the most annoying fucking thing in the world, because, like, you go on Amazon and it'll say that there may be some in stock, but at the lowest price, it's like $700, $800. I'm not going to be a fucking nincompoop that's going to go on Amazon and spend $800 for a $500 console. Because it's bullshit.
That's exactly how I feel with, like, the graphics cards. It's like, I'm not going to pay basically double the price for, you know, a 3060, when in reality, for that price, I can get a 3080 with, like, you know, twice the horsepower, you know?
Yeah.
And like the process power. And it's like, that's why I don't understand why people give in to scalpers, you know? Granted, you have it here and now, but it's like, in the end, was it really worth, you know, spending an extra, like, double what you were supposed to get for, like, not double the price or double the power, you know?
Yeah, it's like Thanos in the end. It's like, what did it cost? But in this version, it's like, I paid triple the amount I should have, you know?
Yeah.
It's bullshit. And, like, how can we even fucking solve this? Like, there's almost no way to solve it, because it feels like every time there has been a solution, the scalpers have been able to find another way to overcome that and still, you know, fucking.
The only real solution is just no one give in. But, you know, you can't. People who have money and everything, you know, they're obviously just gonna flaunt in and just buy it right then and there. You know, it's a problem that is so simple, but we'll never get rid of.
Yeah. Yeah. But that's, and this is, this is why you can't get your, what is it, GPU card or your,
yeah, my graphics card GPU.
Fucking another reason to love the internet and how people can fucking manipulate it in
also
those ways,
real quick,
but
want to make a disclaimer, if I somehow crash and or Discord goes down, you can thank the hacker in my GTA session.
What?
Yeah, I'm just driving around in GTA, and this dude said, everyone go to the mine shaft, so I want to see what's up.
Oh, boy. But the mine shaft where, when GTA on the next-gen consoles, they added that thing?
Yeah.
Dude, man. Brings us back to old-school GTA, just like we talked about in the last podcast, which you should all check out if you haven't after this one. But I remember when we were playing that, and how one of us were hunters, and Logan, I think Logan was a hunter, and we had to explore the mine shaft. I was using a outside, like, thinking out loud logic, and I was like, well, we can go right. It's probably the best thing because Logan's left handed. So if we go to the left, Logan's going to be there because he's. So we go to the right, and we went to the right, and we, what?
This dude just straight up got fucking exploded and just blown up by a punch.
Oh, man. We go to the right, and we walk down, and there's no one there, and I was like, oh, shit, I was right. But then, what the fuck? We go back. Sorry. Felt like my floor is about to collapse, but we go back to the entrance, and I remember Logan said something like, I can't believe you thought about that, because like I was kind of thinking that too. I was like, fuck yeah. But yeah. How's work been this week? What's extremely anything slow. New? Anything stupid? Oh, just slow?
Yeah. That's honestly how it's been. It's just slow and then my hours are cut. That's basically about it.
Were you getting like 20?
No, not even like 9.
What?
Yeah.
Bro. Like what? 2 days a week?
Yep. You're lucky. 2 days.
Jesus. Whoa. How many courtesy clerks do you got there?
I got like 5.
Wow. It's a small amount. How many people normally open?
Like only one.
And how long is it before another person would come in to like, is it like an hour, 2 hours after?
Usually it's like a 50-50 between like being by yourself. My controller is bugging out right now, hella hard.
Because,
I'm sorry, what was the question? Sorry, my mind kind of brained
out. For where you work, how many people normally, or how long is it before someone else would come in after the closer? Like an hour or 2 hours?
The closer would honestly sometimes just close by themselves. Like most time it's like, it's a 50-50 if you're by yourself or not.
Yeah, and I just realized head asked me that I say closer, I meant opener. Whoops.
Don't get hit by the flares.
Oh, it just got fucking set of flames.
No, it exploded.
Fuck. That was just set you on fire.
No, his flares explode.
Interesting. But is it how many or what's like the cooldown, if that's the proper phrase of?
Okay, so it would basically be like this. So if you open, say at 7 or 8, because it's a 50-50 depending on when you open.
Yeah.
A lot of it's actually just 50-50, I want to say, but say you open at 7, it's basically 2 hours before someone comes in. So like around 9, someone would come in essentially.
All right. That seems fair. It happened. That's the way it is in my store. Excuse me. Got fucking shit in my throat.
Jesus Christ. Those flares are crazy.
But,
oh God, I tripped out.
Yeah. The other day when I had to go into work, or actually the day before my, one of the managers called me. I was like, hey, could you come in at 7? I just figured, oh, great, I got a cover for the opener. So I was like, sure. So I accept the offer. And I think around 30 minutes to an hour later, this guy or one of my coworkers texts me. And I don't really have a great, like, I don't want to say I don't have a great relationship with this guy, but he's fake as fuck and is like the worst person to go to for reliable information. Cause like, he just doesn't like, you ask him something and he'll just say what he thinks. And it's most likely fucking wrong. Calm yourself, man.
Sorry. I'm sorry. I'm like screaming a lot, but it's just cause like I'm in the Discord or I'm in the, fucking GTA and it's just so crazy. It's just, this modder is doing stupid shit. I wish I could show, but I feel like it would crash my Discord too. And also we don't know how it would react with Craig.
Yeah, I think it would just go, Craig would just start fucking, like, sounding like a fax machine, and the whole, my computer just wouldn't take it. It would, like,
all right.
Invert. But
I think I'm just gonna head out that, this area. Say goodbye to all of them, you know, nice meeting them and shit, you know?
Yeah.
All right, and I'm gonna continue my driving around Los Santos. Anyways, sorry, continue.
Anyways. This coworker, I don't really like him that much. I'm so glad I don't really need to work with this guy because he's got the worst fucking attitude sometimes. And always, like, anytime you ask for something from him, it's always, like, adverse behavior. He's, like, he's always just very, and I don't know how to describe it, just the, adversarial is the best way I could describe it. And it's like, it makes me not want to ask him for shit. It's like, he's just super sarcastic. And I'm just like, that's not like, can you just be fucking, you know, I was about to say be straight for once, but I can't say that because that would be a hate crime because he's gay. And I wouldn't mean that, like, I'm not saying be straight as in like change your sexuality. I'm saying like, can you just not be a fucking dick and just answer, you know, without fucking attitude? But what were you gonna say?
Is that the conservative homo you're talking about?
No, conservative homo has so much more class than him. Like, it's unbelievable. And I think it's I think in a later podcast I'll talk more about him, but he's great. I love conservative homo. But no. This is another gay coworker who, like, I don't have a problem. Like, I really don't have a problem with him being gay at all. I don't have a problem with anyone being gay. You know, just fucking whatever makes you happy. That's great. But
you're gay, whatever. You know, what are we gonna do about it? You know, what can we do about it? What are we gonna do about it? You know.
But to go back to what I was refer to as like, can you act straight for once? I'm not talking about his sexuality. I'm just saying, like, give me a straight answer. Okay. But that's like what it's just, he texts me and he's like, you're going to be opening by you're going to be the only courtesy clerk there from 7 a.m. to 2:15. I'm like, are you fucking, like, at that point, it was just immediate regret for accepting going in an hour earlier, because that just, like, it just meant that I was gonna be there for like a good 5 to 6 hours by myself, and normally there's at least two people during that, and I'm just there by myself. So that means I would have to clock the sweep, I'd have to clean the bathrooms real quick, I'd keep up with the carts. I'm normally outside all day, so in a weird way, I was trying to be positive with it, because, like, I was just thinking, okay, good. Because of how busy it's going to be, that only means that my day is going to go by quicker, which was slightly true, but I was also running around the whole fucking day, and I don't know, and again, with him saying, like, you're going to be there from 7 to 2:15, I'm like, hold your fucking horses, bro. I get out at 12:30. Like, I'm not fucking gonna stay another 2 hours. Like, I'm not gonna fucking do that. Cause mm-hmm. I'm already going in there an hour earlier. Now learning that I'm gonna be there I'm gonna be there by myself for 5 of those hours, this is just too much. Like, I was just literally, I was like contemplating calling out, cause I'm like, this is not how I wanna, like, start my fucking day in the morning by getting up an hour earlier, knowing I'm gonna be there by myself for that long. I'm just stressing the fuck out, and I just thought, like, stressing out, I had to, like, just be positive. I'm like, breathe, meditate again, do some breathing exercises. Meditation. And shit, hell yeah. And
did somebody say yoga?
I would want to try fucking yoga and meditative breathing afterwards. One of my friends does that every other week. Sounds interesting, even though yoga sounds like hell. Because I did yoga once, I think, in band, and it was the worst fucking thing in the world. Like, you'd think yoga is just like stretching. It's not. It's like stretching, but on steroids. Fuck. Okay, that was weird. Discord did some weird shit. But it's like doing a really hard stretch and staying in that position for longer than you want to. But yeah. I'd just rather meditating on its own is pretty great. Because it just gives you a moment to just kind of slow down, kind of let your thoughts pass by, and just focus on your body and your breathing and shit. Or at least I think that's what it's all about. But yeah. But I got through that day. So long story short, I got through it, and I knew that management was going to reward me somehow. I guess I kind of knew that was going to happen, but I also wasn't going to be surprised if they didn't. But I was pleasantly surprised that they gave me some like in-store credits, which is always acceptable, considering being there by myself, fucking just doing 8 jobs at once. But yeah, that was a day.
Sounds like
you ever had
so
to,
much work.
You ever have those days of?
Yeah, I do actually. Then it's like I think I told it before, but Memorial Day, not this year, but two years ago, I think actually. I don't know if it was either last year's or the year before that. But yeah, I was by myself and it was literally like busy as fuck. Like, I wouldn't say Walmart, but I would definitely say Small Smith's busy.
Smith's busy?
Yeah, because our store is definitely smaller than Smith's. Because we can get by with like 3 cashiers on day. But like, I obviously believe that Smith's cannot.
It depends.
Regardless of like, I feel like what, you know, what Smith's, because I feel like a Smith's is still largely bigger than a Small Sprouts. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it was just like so fucking busy.
I feel like Sprouts, while it's weird because I don't understand why Smith's, I don't want to fucking really, I don't want to shit on my work, even though I've done that in episodes, which I'll not name. Like, I don't understand why Sprouts pays more, considering it's a smaller company, while Smith's is a bigger company, as it's Smith's and Kroger, yet will pay like under $10, and or for courtesy clerks, I mean, because like there, it's just the responsibilities. It's like it's pretty much the same as Sprouts, but like on a bigger level, because there's much more traffic normally. Just like, I don't like.
Yeah, I was gonna say your store's. I'm pretty sure your store is bigger than my store, and you've been to my store.
Yeah, your store is like fun size, and
yeah, the store is like not that big.
Like, if you were to compare it, Walmart is like the part like the party size of Doritos, while the like a Smith's is roughly just the regular size bag, you know.
Yeah, not. And I wouldn't say you wouldn't say like family size. No, it's just like regular. It's just a standard.
Yeah, it doesn't have a special label.
No label, yeah.
And a Sprouts is like the one on the store shelf, you know, like just on the self checkout. And he's like, "Oh shit!" It's like slight. It's not as.
At least
it's a higher
my order. Sprouts. If we were to explain from my Sprouts, because I think there are some big Sprouts out there, but my store Sprouts is like that. If we were to compare,
dude, having a big Sprouts sounds like such a cool nickname. That'd be
big
sick.
Sprouts.
Big Sprouts, Cam Big Sprouts Harper. Like, what are that even? Big Sprout. Like, hey, yo, Big Sprout, what up? What would that even mean? It's like a guy who wears a green shirt all day. It's just fucking, yeah. Okay, I have a question to ask you. How? All right. What is your temperature in your house normally? Like, what is your AC normally set at?
Currently, right now, like 70.
70. Wow.
Yeah.
That's, dude, that must feel really nice. Like, cause
it can, but then when I'm playing like games and stuff on my computer, my arm is right underneath the air vent and my arm is freezing half the time.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
That's an actual complaint right now?
Yeah.
I'm not really don't want to seem like I like trying to get a pity party for me, but like at best, my house is at like 77 or 78.
And that's because your mom doesn't want to turn the AC, right?
Yeah, she would rather sweat a little bit than spend an extra 100, 200 bucks for, I don't know, comfort. Because, like, my mom put, or, okay, like, months ago, before we got an AC unit, it would be roughly 82 degrees in my room. That is just, I'm sorry, but that's so fucking unacceptable to have a room be 80 degrees, because that's just, at that point, like, if you're trying to go to bed and it's like 80 degrees and 79, 80 degrees in your room, you're sacrificing your sleep quality because you're going to be sweating in your sleep. Like, I had to put both fans on. That shit was just blowing fucking hot air on me. It just, it wasn't helping. So
you were a fucking Philips air fryer, bro.
It was the fucking worst. And it got to the point where I literally had to say to my mom, like, listen, I can't sleep that good. Like, it's so hot in my room. I have to turn the fan on the highest setting. Both of my fans, like the ceiling fan and the floor fan, it ain't doing shit. Like, I'm sleeping so poorly. Like, we need to do something about this. You either need to, like, spend an extra 50 bucks and put it at least on 75 or something. Or something. Because I am going to lose my mind right now. Sleeping in fucking 80-degree room. So, like, 200 bucks later, thanks to the slave drivers at Amazon, I get a fucking AC unit. Because that's more worth it than spending an extra 100 bucks a month for, you know, just comfort around the whole house. So we get an AC unit for my room. And I'm not going to, like, I can't complain about that thing, because that thing, now that I have one of those AC units, I wake up shivering. And I'd rather have it that way than not be able to sleep at all. Okay. Like,
see, I'm not complaining against the cold air. I didn't want to, like, you know, say the arm thing is the cold air. I'm kind of glad, because if I was in your situation where the rooms are like 70 to like 76 to like 80, with my computer too kicking out heat hotter
it's just going to stay fucking consistently hot.
It's going to get hotter, because that's what happened when we didn't have the AC on, or that's when we didn't have the AC. For like a week during the summer, I played on my computer. Shit literally made my room an oven, like an actual oven.
Probably hitting like 83, 84 in your room, bro.
I think it was more like 87.
See, that shit's so unacceptable. Like,
I actually had to leave my room because it was so hot in there. I was like, bro, it started to get hot, hard to breathe.
Yeah, like. Especially since we live in Vegas, like, there's nothing more depressing than, like, okay, like, I work outside all day most days, so I already hate my life as it is at work. Like, I have to be the fucking boy at the big pants, like, working outside to save everyone else's asses at work, and bro, I come home.
You even see my posts too on Instagram. I'm like, bro, it's too hot. Stay hydrated, y'all.
It's so that was fucking the day. Hot.
That was the day I had to ride my bike into work, too.
It was probably like a fucking 111 degrees, 113. No, it's even hotter in Henderson. I forgot about that. So it's probably 115 over there.
It was throughout the workday, it was like 115 to 118. When I was on my way to work, it was 107, like 10, like up somewhere like that, while I was riding my bike to work. I had a wet towel, you know, like those standard, like, you know, companies issue that you use them, or like, you know, just a wet towel where you can like soak it and then you put it on your head and like breeze is supposed to come in to cool you off and everything.
I wish our company had one of those fucking things.
Yeah, I got gifted one like last summer, but about halfway through the ride it dried up. It was that fucking hot.
It's hot. It's like you're like most days 0% to maybe 3% humidity. It's just dry as fuck. It's just unbearably hot. It's desert. We're living in a desert. And
yeah, we do.
It's so uncomfortable, and it's demoralizing to come home from a shift where you're outside all day just to be in a house that's like, you know, 78, 79. Because it's just like, all right, I can't fucking win. Like, I'm just going to be, the comfort level at home at best is going to be uncomfortable. Okay. It's not, it doesn't feel good.
Hey, and, you want to move to Virginia?
Yeah. Like, bro, at least with Virginia, it'll be humid and at most 90 degrees. I think I have Virginia or Richmond, like the Richmond temperatures on my phone, my weather, just to fucking see what's up. It's 79 right now. And the highest it gets is 93. Sure, the humidity's it's 84%. But honestly, bro, I'd rather take a brisk walk. You know, like, okay. I'd rather take high-ass humidity with 90, be 94 being the hottest it gets, versus dry as shit in 115, where it just hurts to be alive.
How much does it cost to live in Virginia, honestly?
I don't know. I mean, I'd hope it wouldn't be... Does Virginia have state income tax? Because I know that we don't. That's one of the only benefits of living in Vegas, aside, like, is just not having to pay to live in your state. Like, just not having to worry about that shit. But... Yeah, it's only because we live in a state where we have so many dumb tourists that come and waste so much of their money and ruin their lives gambling on the strip. Because that's, you know, what happens.
Apparently,
Vegas,
Virginia is somewhat lower than the U.S. average.
That's fucking good. Does it have state income tax?
Let's see here. Hold on.
Because... I would assume, like, if it does, I just hope it wouldn't. I don't know much about state income tax.
Oh, wow, it already has, like, something. The state of Virginia has a progressive income tax, which ranging from 2% to a top rate of 5.75%. In fact, we're talking to account, both states have local ranges. Virginia average of 5.65. So
it's pretty, I feel like it's a fancy way of saying yes, we do have state.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Progressive tax. All right, man. Fucking progressive. All right, Virginia, or all the fucking states that call it that. But yeah. Okay, so for the last 2 days.
So yeah. It says for a family of 2 adults and 2 children in the city of Alexandria would cost you $105,000 per year, or $8,700 a month to live comfortably.
$105,000 a year?
Yeah.
Sounds like a lot.
Keep in mind that's 2 adults and 2 children. So that's a like
that's
a 3-bedroom house. 3 to 4-bedroom house at most, with, you know, obviously land for both of them to grow.
Assuming both parents are working roughly $50,000 to $60,000 jobs a year, I guess that could be expendable. That's not the right word, but I don't give a fuck.
But I'm pretty sure, like, in an apartment, it's gonna be cheap as fuck.
Oh yeah. You'd have to really look to find apartments, I feel like, because at least where we were, I guess it's because we were in such like a small town. There was just fucking houses for days. Like, it was so hard to find, like, actual apartments in where we were. Because most of the time, we were just traveling through, like, forests and shit. And just woodlands. But...
Oh, yeah, I wouldn't say apartment. I would say actually just, like, a housing area. Because that's where you would probably actually end up living, in a housing area. You wouldn't be living in an apartment, mainly.
Yeah. You'd hope to live in a house. Anywhere really, when you quote unquote make it, but yeah, the last 2 days, I like just be going back on the fucking just fucking demoralizing, just destroying heat that we have to live with in Vegas. I think, okay, so like Saturday morning or Friday night, however you want to think of it, I'm just like, I wake up in the middle of the night and I realize that my AC is like my portable, not portable, just my fucking AC unit is disconnected from my window because there needs to be like the, it needs to connect to the window so it can bring air from outside and just filter it and cool down my room. I don't get the whole fucking point of that, but I guess that's just how it is. But it, that disconnects. I'm like, what the fuck? So I had to reconnect it and I'm going back to sleep. And it happened again last night, but it must have happened for a much longer time than I expected, than I realized, because I woke up like I was dreaming, and all of a sudden my dream kind of just shifted in. Like I was on fire. Like I was burning up. I was on fire. I'm like, what the fuck? I wake up. It's like, it felt like it was 88 degrees. It felt like it was 90 degrees in my room because it was so fucking hot. It's 5 in the morning. And because like the coolest times of the day is like early in the fucking morning, where the coolest it gets is like maybe 95. That's just how fucking great it is to live here in the summer. Like it, I'm burning up in my room. Like, what the fuck is
most
this?
Most people
like,
learn not to go out during the day.
Yeah. That's, like you, if you're wondering why like people decide to do their runs in the morning in Vegas, it's because that like at 4 in the morning or 5 in the morning, like when I shit myself once, it's because that's the coolest time of the fucking day. And it's not even that cool. Like it's still in the 90s, but at least the sun is like not beating on you like it normally is. But like I wake up and it's so hot and I'm just so uncomfortable. And the first words I wake up and say, like, what the fuck? Like, cause it's just like, it's just I'm burning up in my, I had to reconnect the AC unit back to the window and it's not connecting properly. I'm just getting so fed up. And again, fucking, like I said before, I just have fucking trouble sleeping. You know, I don't think it's unusual to have trouble sleeping when it's 95 degrees in your room.
No, I don't think so at all.
Yeah, it doesn't. It also didn't help that because that was disconnected from my room, there's a big ass fucking hole in my window where hot ass air can just filter through my room. And it was just the most uncomfortable thing. And I have to blast my floor fan, I have to blast the AC unit. Like, I'm just so uncomfortable. There's a fucking bright, beaming light in my room. And I'm just like, it's 5 in the morning. I'm like, this is not how I want to fucking start my day. Like, my day hasn't start. Like, it's my day is 4 hours from starting, but like, it's not how I want to start it. But yeah. Oh, did you hear about Drake Bell?
No, what happened?
Oh, it's not a funny story, unfortunately. He was found texting with 15-year-old girls.
Oh,
yeah, that's not good. So that the chances of a Drake and Josh revival coming back have just turned to zero.
No, they're not coming back. No more.
God damn!
Didn't Drake get married?
Oh yeah, I'm sure. He's really.
That was like the
up,
whole entire
man.
Thing. That was like the whole entire thing with Drake and Josh, like the little mini beef they had. It was just because he didn't get invited to the wedding, but it was like all for internet show, you know, kind of, and it was like funny.
Well, I mean, I'm pretty sure he did get married, and I do remember them having a beef, but yeah, apparently, I think a few years ago, Drake Bell like met a fan who, I don't know how old they were then, but is 15, I don't. There's a 15-year-old fan that he was having inappropriate text, like, fucking responses with. And was having sexual types of texts and, like, sending inappropriate things to a fucking 15-year-old. And he got ousted, like, probably a month ago, I think. Or maybe more. I don't really remember the timeline, but yeah, he's, it's like, I don't get that shit. Like, he's in his 30s, bro. And he's like, he shouldn't, he fucking knows these risks. Like, what attracts people to, like, underage girls? I don't fucking get this shit.
I don't know either. Like, I really don't.
And, like, here's like, my take on thing, or, like, this kind, like, a situation like this. Like, if you're, it's weird because in high school, there is a point where most seniors will turn 18, right? And might be, like, it's, you like, how a senior turns 18 and might be flirting or even in a relationship with a 16, 17-year-old. It's, those lines, it's harder to explain because, like,
if it's a pre-existing, I kind of don't count it because it's like, you know, you both were kind of already together before, you know, you were the legal age.
Yeah.
It's kind of fucked up to be like, oh, you're legal age now. Get the fuck out. No dating. Fuck out. No, nothing. No.
Yeah. It's weird. It's, again, yeah, like,
it's like throw away 5 years of relationship just because you're 18 now. This is like, what?
Yeah, like, I feel like it's more acceptable then, or like maybe 17, 19, I think is, there's a gray area there. Like, it's kind of acceptable. Like, if you, I feel like if you knew someone in high school and, like, you kind of reach out, then I feel like it's semi-acceptable. But once you start getting into, like, 17, 22, like, 16, 20, plus 24, like, any, that's where you get into, like, that's, it's not, it's unacceptable because you shouldn't even know who these people are. You know, like, you don't really, you had graduated before you could have ever met this person. But then there's Drake Bell, and he's like, I'm 30, I'm going to text a 15-year-old. There's a fucking 15-year difference. And it's just, it's really weird. And I feel like I'm not explaining, I'm not, like, fully getting my point out correctly. But I feel, you get what I mean, right?
Somewhat, yeah, I understand.
Yeah, it's all kinds of weird. But God damn it, Drake Bell, like, I don't get it. Like, why can't you, especially if he's married, like, you already got all the poo-tang you want at home. What, like, why are you trying to go for burgers when you got steak at home, you know? But,
I don't, gluttony, I don't know.
It's all kinds What's of weird. That?
Oh, okay, never mind, sorry. My music that I'm playing in my background played like a slot machine. I was like, what? I was like, who, what?
There's also memes I've seen on YouTube that has like Drake and Josh themes, memes with Drake Bell in this whole case. Cause he had to, it's weird that I'm laughing at it, but like he brought it upon himself. And I feel like all this hate is totally deserved for him. But like, there's the one of these memes is where he's in a Zoom court call and like it has the Drake and Josh kind of background where it's like green and blue, like one of those pre-show like conversations they have with the camera, and it's like the judge is saying something about like child or you plead guilty to how do you plead to child endangerment or however the fuck he said, I don't know the fucking lingo. It's like guilty, but there's just people fucking laughing and shit in the background, like the
like the laugh track and shit.
Or there's another one where it's the Drake and Josh theme song where it's like, I never thought that it'd be so simple, but I found a way. But there's a guy on Photoshop.
I text a 15-year-old.
There's Photoshop, and he's dragging Drake, and then he brings, like, jail bars down. It's like, I found a way, but I wish I could play him, but they're like the most of the comedy in the visuals, and it doesn't really translate too well. And like with the audio, but yeah,
since we're an audio only based podcast.
Yeah. God damn it, Drake Bell. Fucking screwing up. Now I just hope that nothing comes out about Josh. Yeah, that would really suck if it was like, find out, oh shit, Josh is a fucking serial killer. It'd be terrible. But yeah.
No, I feel like Josh is a little bit more careful. Because I feel like he definitely has a more higher internet presence than Drake did.
Yeah, it definitely seemed like Drake was kind of clinging on to his fame a little bit versus Josh, who, like, even though like he kind of was doing the same thing, at least he was a little more established. Like, he had his own YouTube channel. Like, was he popular on Vine when Vine was
a thing? Yeah, he was on Vine, yeah.
Yeah, he was always a few more steps ahead than Drake. But, yeah, it's a shame. It's a shame, shame, shame. But, you know, I don't know if we've ever talked about this before on the podcast. We might have, but I feel like I've forgotten. when was the first dab? What do you remember about your very first dab you've taken?
My first dab?
Yeah.
I think that was when, fuck, what was my first dab like? I think I had to come pick me up.
What?
Did you have to come pick me up?
I don't remember. I mean,
because I don't remember if my first dab was with you too, or if it was.
I feel like it wasn't.
No, because like I said, I think I feel like I told you what to expect, you know?
I remember, well, the first dab I took, well, I wasn't even expecting to do one. I just remember I was like, hey, let's get some, or I thought we were going to do edibles, but instead we gave $20 for a couple dabs. That's what I remember.
Yeah, we were going to get edibles, but then Sebi ate half of them.
Yeah, and he went full-blown Sebi 500.
Yeah.
But, because I feel like we never really got to talk about your very first dab, and I don't really
remember it.
Really?
It was just because it was such a powerful like hit, and I was just so like new to weed that I think I just kind of went to autopilot, and I just kind of was like sleep, kind of.
Yeah.
Oh, I remember my first dab experience. It was when I stayed the night over at Will's, or no, Sebi and Will's, yeah. I stayed the night that day.
What was that feeling of having, well, was the dab burn as shit? Like, did you inhale a flamethrower?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Definitely. It burnt like shit, and it hurt like a motherfucker.
Yeah, that's a common theme with Will's dabs.
Yeah. I just remember dying for a little bit, then, like, actually almost throwing up. Sorry. Itched my throat. Yeah, I just remember like kind of basically throwing up because it was like my first experience, and I was like, oh god, you know, I can't breathe. And my body's like, well, you can't breathe, just projectile vomit, I don't care.
Yeah, because that makes sense, buddy.
Yeah, that makes sense. And I was like, okay, well, here goes. And I just threw up. And I remember after I threw up, it was hitting so hard. And the fact that I just like sat down and I felt like it was like those Inception where you sat down and you fell into the tub, but like it was just I sat down and I just fell into comfort. I was just like, whoa. And I just remember being just so relaxed with everyone, and I was just so chill.
Must be nice.
I think I just know after that, like after like 5 hours of just taking like weed and like, you know, just doing weed and like just going to go like to the fucking gas station, get snacks and shit. I just crashed in Sebi's bed. Sebi crashed in his mom's bed, and then Perp slept in the couch outside. Or not outside, but outside, like in his like little main room. And then I just remember the morning after waking up at like 6 to go to get dropped off.
6 in the morning?
Yeah. Because Sebi had to get to work at like 7 or something like that.
Oh, okay. That's understandable.
So he took us all home before he had to go to work. And I was just like, woo, sleepy.
That's, you know, back when weed didn't like make me paranoid and freak out. Like that's it. The first, I feel like the first dab, it was weird because there's so many negative moments I had with it, but for some reason it's like I can tie back, or somehow I can block those out and just feel like, holy shit, this is fucking powerful. And something about that was just so alluring, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
If there were no, like for me, if there were no negative thoughts or just that powerful feeling of it, I'd be like, all right, I get that, the cool feeling of it. But
the cool feeling, the cool factor.
The first dab we took, or that first dab I had with you, like, it's just like one of those stories that'll always stick, because there's just all these, like, it made it so much more intense than I feel like than everything really was. Like, I think that's weed in general. It'll just intensify everything. But,
like, didn't you say, like, shit was going in slow motion that night, too?
Oh, yeah. Like, it really was. Like, everything was going so much slower. Like, the world was just, like, I just remember having, like, thinking to myself when I took off those shoes in the house, I'm like, there's no way I'm going to be able to put these back on in for a while, you know? But,
and I still like how after that night we got canes and we just went home.
Oh, hell yeah. That was the best part of the night, I think. Because, like, I was back to being functional, you know? Finally regained my fucking motor skills. But, dude, like, the next day was the weirdest, because I still felt like that was such a powerful experience that I still felt like I was kind of high. And I was just literally reflecting about how, like, Sebi was certainly, like, the 28th Street Jesus that day, that night, because, like, he
woke up high.
He suffered for, like, sins. He was definitely suffering that night. And for some reason that it brought me, like, the most, like, unusual laughter and, like, humor ever. And I'm glad he made it out. I'm glad he made it out. But goddamn. Like, I was laughing maniacally. That almost
I still just can't believe how it went. And just fucking Sebi's just there sleeping on the couch. I still love how he woke up. Sebi's there just sleeping on the couch, passed out. And I'm just sitting there, like, not underestimating how much he actually ate. Like, how much he actually ate in milligram dosage. Because I was still new to it. And I was like, oh, 500. You know, like, why isn't he up, you know? And I'm just, like, sitting there, like, you know, get up, motherfucker. Like,
he's there.
I wasn't, like,
get
up. I wasn't saying get up. I was just, like, in my mind, I was just like, yo, come on, Sebi. Come on. You're supposed to be, like, the house party, you know, guy, you know? Or, like, you know, it's your house, you know? Like, I want, like, you know, I feel kind of awkward, you know, not, you know, being with at least the house owner, you know? And then our friend Perp, we're just going to keep him that way. Like, he's been on our previous podcast, just goes, all right, and, like, what in his high state, and also he just goes and slaps both Sebi's ass cheeks. He's just like, bop. Sebi jolts up, like, not like actually like Jesus. Jolts up, but like his eyes just jolt open, like as if, like, in the cartoons, God. You know, when they wake up from sleep and it's like the mirror crack or whatever.
Yeah,
that's exactly what happened. I was just like, oh my God.
Poor Sebi, man.
He just did that. Sebi just, like, sat there for, like, a little while. And then while he was waking up, his brain was processing that I think he was starting to throw up, or that he needed to, like, go into, like, an actual bed or something like that, you know?
Both at the same time, sure. Like, he was there, but he really wasn't there.
We keep telling the story so much, but it's so stupid and it's funny.
It was crazy. That whole, it's just, you know,
imagine being in slow motion and this just happening, because that was what both of us we were just experiencing slow motion, just Sebi slowly get up and then just all of a sudden chunky soup.
Everything was way more intense than it really was for both of us. Like, I was going through like fucking prophecy shit. You were like chilling on the couch. It was that whole
take a dog.
But yeah,
I just had a dog in my hand. I was like, hi, doggo.
Yeah. But yeah. When you first took that, when you took what, like your first dab, like what was, how much more intense was it for you than like what you would normally smoke?
Well, that's the thing. I barely smoked at the time.
Oh, so like really? So,
like, dabs were kind of like one of my first things too. Like I went from like tree, like for like, I went from being on tree for like 3 days to like going to smoke a dab.
So like, oh shit. So really when you're first getting introduced, like it's just...
It was one of my first things, yeah. So like that's why I also have a decent... You know how people are like, you know, are you a wax guy or a flower guy? And you know, like a flower guy comes in, like, you know, wax people are like, you're not that guy, pal, trust me. That's why I'm both that guy and not that guy.
So you were kind of used to... You were kind of familiar with both worlds.
Yeah, so at that point I can just... That's why I'm able to smoke both and be like, okay. Kind of fine, in a sense. Where like I'm not like sitting there like, you know,
yeah, and you know,
like seeing the other side, you know, like I'll be fine in a sense. I'm not gonna have a panic attack or nothing.
Yeah, but I'll be kind of
fucking chilling.
I kind of relate with you in that, like, I feel like I wasn't really into smoking either tree or, well, first, I was definitely my first experience with, you know, concentrates. But I never really smoked too much. Like, I was definitely more of an edible guy, as, like we said before. Like, I was just looking to have an edible and kind of enjoy the night and not have my whole fucking world turn sideways for, in like, inverted and upside down.
For the next, like, 3 hours.
Yeah. But it was, I don't know. It was weird because I was, in a way, I was way overconfident. Because I just figured, you know, I fucking had 30 milligrams of edibles. This ain't going to be shit. And.
Oh boy, yeah. Did that put you in your place so fast.
Oh yeah. And it was, yeah, it was pretty intense. And what I, had I known that, maybe it would have, maybe I would have been more prepared, or I would have not like been so cocky, because like I feel like nothing would have prepared me for that, no matter what edible high. That was just such a different feeling. But yeah dabs just fucking hit different. I don't care what anyone says. And it's one thing for people who are like, yeah, I'll smoke, you know, 15 times a day, versus I'll dab 15 times a day. Like that's fucking crazy to me. But yeah, you know, I got a notification on my phone from Taco Bell.
What?
Yeah,
I hit you up now. Like, ayo, we haven't seen you. We haven't seen you in the drive-thru in a while, man.
It do be like that, because I have a taco. Actually, you know what? No, I have a whole folder in my phone dedicated to fast food. Which is a little, it's a little questionable, I must say. Because, like, if there is a fast food restaurant, it more than likely has a, like, food app companion now. Like,
oh, yeah, 100%.
I have McDonald's, Taco Bell, Olive Garden, Subway, Marco's Pizza, Little Caesars, Chick-fil-A, Panera, Chick-fil-A. And now
passion fruit edible.
Raisin Cane's. It's a little weird that I have all that, but I don't care. But the most, I always get notifications from McDonald's and Taco Bell. I don't give a fuck too much for McDonald's. Like, I'm more of a Taco Bell guy myself, even though it's really disappointing on this part of town. But I don't know when it was. I think it was like last night. It said, late nights are always better with us. Yeah, that's what it said. Yesterday at 7 o'clock, it said, late nights are better with us. Like, no, it's not. Late nights just add to the depression, like, of eating Taco Bell late at night. Like, it's just, I was talking to one of my friends about this, and she was saying, like, I'm just sad alone on my break eating Taco Bell. And I'm like, isn't that just kind of how it always is if you're just by yourself eating Taco Bell? Because if you yourself are ordering, and here's the thing. I'm just saying, I'm pretty much speaking out of my own fucking context, because, like, I do that a lot, actually, where I just go to Taco Bell by myself knowing they're going to fuck up my order somehow, but I'm still going to go there because, like...
150 down the drain.
What?
Oh, I had 150.
Oh. Jesus Christ. Tell me how that goes in an hour. But
we'll see. If you want, you can stick around in the... Revolution chat. That's where I'll go next. So,
all right.
But after this podcast. But anyways, back onto the podcast topic.
Yeah. I wonder what kind of fucking notifications do I get from Taco Bell anyway? Because most of them are pretty like, I don't want to say disappointing, but I mean they are disappointing. But they're pretty sad because. Late nights are better with us. Value like this are no small potatoes. Or that's no small potatoes. I don't know. I guess late nights are better with us was like the moment where I was like, damn, this is really sad. Because, like, why would I want to get out of my house when I'm already, I just finished, like, I'm done working out. I just got out of the shower. I just meditated. Okay.
And then Taco Bell.
And a Taco Bell. I'm really about to go and, like, go get some fucking Taco Bell. Get a quesadilla, which I know I'm going to have to chuck in the fucking nuke. I'm going to have to nuke my fucking quesadilla. Because I know very well that they just put some cheese on it, like, grilled it for, like, 3 seconds. Just, and then, because now they don't have the regular fucking bags or containers for the quesadilla, they flop and fold it and shit and ruin the quesadilla. Now I wanted to get Taco Bell, now that I'm talking about this. I'm going to be disappointed.
See, that's what it does. That's what the app does. You get to talk about Taco Bell, then it just wants you to get Taco Bell. See, boom, your marketing scheme. Boom, 100%.
Like, I'm going to... You know how sad it would be that I go after this podcast, I put on some fucking flip-flops, I go out of my way to drive to Taco Bell, get a quesadilla that isn't even fully melted, and then get some nachos... where they have, like, questionable cheese quality in that cup. And sometimes they double cup it, so, like, you just have an extra cup for no reason of cheese. Like, they have an extra cup like that's under talk the about cup.
This now.
I might. And that's the sad thing. Like, I'm not even going to do it. And the even sadder thing is I had it a few days ago. Like, I don't get it. Like, I get there's so much disappointment attached to it, disappointment and depression attached to it. Yet I'll still do it, and I don't know why I'm subjecting myself to it. Like it's just empty. Like I don't know how to, the best way to describe it. It's like I don't know. It's just I feel like people can relate to this situation of like I don't want to go to Taco Bell
situation,
but like I mean. Taco Bell, you can't go wrong with Taco Bell because you can literally order anything at Taco Bell and not be, and well, be you can be dissatisfied and not dissatisfied at the same time because you know what you're getting. It's all, I mean, this ingredients and food you're getting is so close together. Like the Crunchwrap Supreme is basically a fancy version of a soft taco. Like that's, it's all it is.
A fancy and, taco.
Like the naked chicken chalupa, wherever the fuck that monstrosity of a Mexican.
I was like, isn't that just like a chicken shell essentially?
You know what we're gonna, do? We're gonna go on the fucking Taco Bell app and look at their menu. Oh, all right, I'll just share.
Here's where we're going. Here's where we're going. This segment.
Okay, you know what's really sad? I have favorites. Okay, I have the Dorito taco. You
already
have
stuff like already on your like app, like ready in your like ready to get placed in your cart.
Yeah, and it's really disappointing because I really liked the grilled cheese burrito, but I nicknamed it the grilled cheese burriri.
grilled cheese burriri.
Yeah. They got rid of that, and I really liked that. I was one of those guys that really liked the grilled cheese burriri. And you know how they had the Mexican pizza, which is pretty much a tostada with extra cheese and tomatoes and beef and beans? Yeah. Well, I call that the Mexican za, but they got rid of that too, which they had for fucking decades, I'm sure, and they got rid of it for God knows what reason. But yeah, got the chips and nacho cheese. It's one of my favorites, the cheesed quesadilla, steak quesarito, which I don't really get too much more because it pretty much is the same exact fucking thing as a beefy five layer.
In a sense, yeah.
And, or at least every time I ask for it, it tastes exactly the same because I always fuck it up. But
they always put like, for me, whenever I got that, it was like way too much fucking rice and like sour cream, and it was just like, I'm not looking for just fucking, you know, did I ask for a case of cum? No, I asked for a quesarito.
Honestly, like they need to really follow their fucking like their sampling and their measuring.
I fucking thought of a better fucking thing I could have said.
What?
Instead of a quesarito, a camarito.
Camarito.
Yeah, see, that would have been way better. Like, that's the fucking first thing. Ah, hate my brain.
See, let's look at this menu here. We have the naked chicken chalupa, which is literally just this fucking monstrosity chicken. It's a formed chicken, like burger looking thing, like a chicken shaped. It looks like a chicken shaped patty, but they folded it and squash it out a little more so they can make it into like this burrito. It looks like this guacamole and shit. And then you got the grande crunch wrap, which is literally just a fan, like it's like a combination of a quesadilla, a soft taco with some extra lettuce. Then you got the grande nacho box. You know what? Another thing I love about this too is that for a good majority of some of these fucking items on here, there's a sodium warning. But if you're a shop, if you're ordering from Taco Bell, why the fuck do you care about sodium warning? You already hate yourself like, enough to go to Taco Bell.
If you're going to Taco Bell, you already don't care about your decisions tonight, you know?
Yeah.
You are already giving up.
You're going to Taco Bell. You're out of control. And trust me, I am too. That's probably why I'm going to go after this podcast. So there's the my cravings box is a sodium warning shit. They got online exclusives, which is another incentive as to why you should, you know, throw a couple years away just so you could get some special. You can get a black bean chalupa, whatever the fuck that is, a quesarito.
But beans.
You got the specialties. You got cheesy fiesta potatoes. Like, I don't know. I feel like there's nothing more neglected than the power menu bowl at Taco Bell, which, all right, oh, and you know what? You can't even get some of these things because you have, like, it's at very designated times. Like, the power menu bowl, which is essentially, like, some, like, people in denial about their health are like, yeah, I eat healthy, but they also still go to Taco Bell, and they're like, can I get a power menu bowl, which is literally just, like, grilled chicken, rice, black beans, like, shit that you like. It's sure it's the most healthy, but like if you're gonna get something healthy, why the fuck are you going to Taco Bell? You're literally like the temptation is like fuck it, or it's like can I get a power menu bowl, and you're like are you sure you want this? Like fuck it, I'm just give me like 8 cheesy roll-ups and a fucking quesadilla. Like that's what I do. You got the veggies. It's just all this shit and all these sodium warnings like warning you like if you eat this you're probably gonna lose around 30 days of your life. But, you know, if you're going to Taco Bell, you don't really care.
It's given. You're just already there. You're just getting food.
Dude, remember the waffle taco they had?
I do, actually.
I always wanted one, but I'm glad my mom had to like, set me straight and be like, I'm never going to get you one of those. And I was like, why? It's like, just did you look at it? A fucking waffle shaped in the form of a taco shell with eggs and a sausage. I didn't think there was anything wrong with it. Then again, I was fucking 14. Thank God they got rid of it. But yeah. God damn, now I want Taco Bell and I want to be disappointed. Like, I could be getting ready for bed, but no. I'm gonna spend $12 at a Taco Bell fucking and get the same shit I always get and know that it's not gonna be that great. But
let's see, man, that's the American dream though. You have the power to do that though. You can, no one can tell you no.
There are countries where you don't have that opportunity, and I might as well take advantage of it. But
yeah, America.
America. What else? What else do we got? We have anything else? Oh, well, let's end this podcast with another stoner topic. Like, have there ever been times where you've been so high that it's like almost uncomfortable to talk to people?
Yeah.
Because it's like, what was like the most notable moment you had of that?
Definitely like one of my dad moments.
Oh, well, that's fair. Like, you know, just being hot, like under the influence is always kind of weird. I feel like it'd be always kind of weird around family, but especially when you're fucking high as shit, you're like, oh my God. But I had one of the, like, I don't know if I said on the podcast where I took 100 milligram edible and I went to Olive Garden with my mom. That was really stressful.
And I just loved how you called it the mumbler too.
Yeah, the mumbler. God damn. Those were a fucking trip, man.
I've definitely had those moments also though, when I just recently actually, when I've been hitting off my pen, I get so baked to the point where like I'll just be sitting there and I forget how baked I am because I keep hitting off the pen because it's so easy and I don't have to like light up a light or anything.
Yeah.
So when like my family comes out and like has their like cigarettes and everything outside, I literally kind of forget all motor skills and I'm just like, let's just go into full listening mode and we'll nod and agree.
That's
because I'm like so baked and I'm like, fuck, what are they saying?
Because if you start to try make, you know, start making,
because like I want to make sure that like it's not important, and if it is, I need to make sure I remember it, and I'm just like,
stressful for sure. Because like when you're under the, when you're so like out of it, and especially if you have to talk about something important, that's really fucking stressful. Because like now you have to remember the important shit, but also be able to reciprocate it and kind of show that, you know, I'm listening, I'm understanding, while really like your brain is having conversations with itself and like pretty much making
this like right. It's like
making all your involuntary motor skills voluntary. So you have to control yourself and like, what the fuck? Like I have to start like voluntarily digesting my food, but like what's the most awkward moment you've had while you were fucking stoned?
I'm not sure. It would have to be like a moment with my dad or something like that.
Like never, like when you're in public and you never had like those kinds of awkward moments.
Usually when I'm in public, I'm a lot chiller. I'm just chill.
That's a superpower, man. It's a real superpower to have, because like sometimes, like, I don't know, but
I'll be a little anxious sometimes, but then I'm always just like, they don't know what I'm doing and they don't need to. Most of the time, they don't really fucking care. So I'm just chilling.
True.
That's basically how I always get through it.
That is true.
I was like, these people ain't caring that I'm fucking out here tweaking my fucking brain out, you know?
The only people caring are Karens.
Pretty much, yep.
Like, one of my most awkward moments was when I had a DoorDash, like, I bought food from DoorDash. Because, you know, I'm trying to be responsible. I'm not going to go out when I'm high as shit and get behind the wheel. Because while I've never been fully baked behind the wheel, I've definitely had those moments where I'm coming back from your house, and while I'm in a better place than I was, where I'm stoned as shit, I'm still like feeling high, and I'm driving. It's like I'm like close to nodding off because I have it on, like I have a cruise set 65, and I'm like, oh shit, like trying not to fucking nod off. And it's not, it's a lot more difficult, or it was a lot more difficult when I moved. So when a 3-minute drive became potentially 25, it's definitely sketchy, but never put anyone in danger. Never was in danger. So that's all well and the good, but, yeah, this night I need to be responsible. So I ordered some food on DoorDash. I believe it was Taco Bell, too. It was for sure Taco Bell.
Taco Bell.
Yeah. And I get some Taco Bell. And I think, I don't know what it was that I got, but the DoorDash ended up calling me. And that is very rare for that shit to happen. They normally shoot me a text, like, even when, like, if they text, I'm cool with it. But, like, it's when you call me, bro. Why the fuck are you calling me? Like, I don't want to, I mean, I bet you're a nice person, but I really don't want to talk to you, especially if it's midnight, okay? Like, I don't want to have to face the shame and talk to someone about the fucking shitty food I'm about to order. Especially when it's from Taco Bell. this dude calls me. And he, like, almost leaves a voice message, I think. He's like, hey, it's your DoorDasher. And could you call me back? There's a problem with your order. I'm like, motherfucker. I'm fucking high as shit. And I call him back. But, like, I feel like he doesn't realize that I called him. Or maybe he didn't realize he answered the phone. And the guy is like, I heard him, and he's like, this fucking guy won't answer his phone. And when he said that, I remember hanging up, and I'm like, this motherfucker. Like, I really don't want to talk to this guy now that he's insulting me. Like, behind my back, I'm like, fuck this guy. But I begrudgingly call him back, and he's like, hey. And I was like, hey, what's up? And I call him, like, hey, this is the guy with the DoorDash order, what's up? And he just goes, like, yeah, there's been a problem with your order. They don't have the certain food or whatever ready. And I'm like, okay. He's like, do you want to change it with something? I'm like, I guess. Like, just give me another nachos or something. He's like, all right. And then, like, at that moment, I'm, like, getting an attitude. I'm also realizing, like, at this moment, I had to, like, almost kind of be mindful of my situation. I'm like, all right, let's think this out. It's like 12:30 at night. I'm forcing some guy pretty much to get me food from fucking Taco Bell. There's a problem with the order. Like, there's no reason for me to give this guy a fucking attitude. Like, he's probably got more shit to worry about other than some fucking guy at midnight, like, you know, giving him, just being, acting like a dick. And at that moment, I was like, I really don't want to make this awkward because this guy's handling my food. And immediately, like, there's a weird tone shift for me. I'm like, okay, like, how are we going to, like, okay, just give me some nachos and, I guess, give me, you know, whatever. And he's like, all right, I'll tell him to do that. I was like, all right. And then after, he's like, I'll tell them to do that. And I was like, okay, thank you. He's like, yeah, you're welcome. I was like, no, seriously. Thank you. Like, I'm just being so awkward about it. I'm like, no, man, I really appreciate you, man. Like, I really appreciate you for doing this. Like, I'm so fucking high.
You, like, just all of a sudden became, like, the apologetic high. End up becoming that, like, half the time, too. I'm just like, I'm sorry. Yeah, thank you. Thank you. I'm just like,
I was like, thank you for doing this for me, man. I really appreciate it. Thank you. He was like, yeah, no problem, man. I'm like, thank you. It was just so weird because I realized, like, how weird it was getting because I'm, like, saying thank you way too many times. I'm, like, being like, I really appreciate this, man. I really do. I'm, like, about to suck this guy's dick about, like, how, like, nice I'm being. And then I'm like, all right, thank you, bye. And I hang up the phone. I'm realizing, like, I'm so fucking high. This is really weird right now. But yeah, you know, I miss those moments sometimes. But you know, and what, you know, what are you gonna do? But yeah, all right. I think we'll end the podcast there. Unfortunately, we don't have any music to play. So I don't have my phone connected or anything. And we're in separate studios, but yeah. Hope everyone's having a good day, good evening, whatever. If you're listening to this at work or in your own time. Yeah. Thank you for stopping by, Don. We got anything? Anything you want to share?
Just don't be an idiot. Don't get caught. Don't do anything stupid that you wouldn't do normally, I guess.
If you're under the influence,
I'm in the middle of a gunfight in Apex, so like I don't want to be rude. Sorry, there we go, we won.
I feel like we can hear. Hopefully, the microphones or the
it's just like all of us like it's just hearing my keyboard just.
I really hope Craig frantic. Picks that up.
It might have actually picked up my music because I think it told the on my Discord it said Spotify is picking up on my microphones. I was like, oh, so you may like have a little audio snippet of my music.
Maybe, but
I've been a lot. I've noticed in this one, I've been like more passive in this one.
Yeah.
Anyways, enough about that. We should probably wrap this up though.
All right. Then all right, another everyone. Episode of the Loner Center podcast. Check out our back catalog. Other episodes. And shit. Yeah.
You know.
Good one, guys.
Have a good time. Have a good one.